Every moment of every day, whether you realize it or not, you are deciding how to spend your time, what to pay attention to, where to direct your energy. Right now, maybe you are choosing to use your journal. Maybe in a second someone will text you and you'll put your journal down. Maybe you'll decide to watch a movie, or maybe you realize you really need to pee. When those things happen, you are making a simple value-based decision. Your phone or your toilet is more valuable to you than using that journal at the moment. Your behavior follows the valuation accordingly. Our values are constantly reflecting in the way we choose to behave, the things we choose to prioritize. This is critically important because we all have a few things that we think and say we value, but we never back them up with our actions. In fact, we are often operating at a level of disconnects between what we say and we value and what we actually spend our time doing. I mean, I can tell people until I'm blue in the face that I care about climate change or the dangers of social media. But if I spend my days driving around in a gas-guzzling SUVs and constantly refreshing my newsfeed, then my behaviors, my actions tell a different story. Just like hips, actions don't lie. You might believe you want to get that job, but when push comes to shove, you'll always be kind of relieved that no one called you back, so you can retreat into video games again. Unfortunately, it's usually only when we experience intense pain and disruptions to our lives that we're actually willing to look up at our values and question why this seems to be failing us. That's when we are able to clearly identify the disconnects between what we say and believe and what we actually do. When we are disconnected from our values, e.g. prioritizing video games but believing we value ambition and hard work, our beliefs and actions and ideas get separated from our actions and emotions. Trying to bridge these disconnects leads us to becoming delusional about both ourselves and the world. By the time you are done here, you should have a clear sense of who you are and how you need to behave to align yourself to that vision.